Let's go now to Congressman Tom Garrett from Virginia. Congressman, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
My pleasure to be here, Vince. I was listening to your news break, and apparently there's a politician in Montgomery County that thinks that we can lower the cost of housing by providing fewer units with more square footage. So, breaking news, I may leave Congress to go teach basic economics in Montgomery County. I perceive that there's a need.
Well, let's just stick to the one state you have to be responsible for right now. You don't need to spread you out too much. Let's talk about tax reform to begin with, because the House is really the center of the news when it comes to what is coming down the pipeline for Americans and our taxes. We were expecting to see a markup today, but that's not happening. It's happening tomorrow now, at least. Why is that?
Well, I think, you know, and you're asking me to sort of conjecture on what's going on with leadership in between the House and the Senate, and candidly, I wish I knew more myself. But I think that they're trying to find something that they feel like will be palatable to 217 members of the House, something that they can pass. And it's been very interesting to watch sort of the special interests rear their heads as we look at simplifying the tax code and say, well, you need to cut all these other deductions, but not the one that impacts us.
When you say special interests, can you give us, in real terms, is Capitol Hill being flooded with lobbyists right now?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, right now?
Yeah, I know it's always, but, what is it like?
For years.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, for example, if you look at the defectors on the last vote on the budget last week that sort of laid the groundwork for tax reform, you had a lot of people from high-tax states who were, I think, concerned with the federal and state deduction, or the state and local deductions on federal taxes, which I would argue, and I think this mirrors what the president's people are saying, sort of subsidizes high tax states. But then, you know, obviously the home builders are concerned with the housing interest deduction, and any number of industries where people are more compelled to do business in those arenas have sort of spoken up, and I get it. And I think that's their job. But at some point, if we're going to look, I think I was in ninth grade last time we reformed the tax code, and I'm not that darn young. This thing is broken. People from Donald Trump to Barack Obama have acknowledged that our tax structures are broken. The difference between this administration and the last is that they acknowledged that we were regressive as it related to the world and then didn't do anything about it. This one's trying to do something.
You know, one of the things as you were speaking here, you talk about, you know, the salt taxes that, well, why should people in Iowa, pay for the property taxes of someone in a state, local taxes of someone in Maryland? But as long as the government picks and chooses classes that are going to get benefits, you're going to have this problem, because there are also all types of deductions that people get to encourage their actions, like buying a house, deduct the mortgage. Why can't we just get rid of all the deductions and just go with a tax where everybody pays the same amount, and then there's no lobbyists, no winners, no losers, everybody's the same?
Well, because of the lobbyists. Right. I mean, in theory, this whole idea of being able to do your taxes on the back of a postcard is just, I love it. Having said that, you know, there are probably literally millions of tax attorneys and accountants with lots of money who don't want the tax code to be simplified because it cuts into their bottom line. So it needs to be uniform. Yes, it'll probably be described by some as draconian. But ultimately, our job is to serve the citizens of the United States, not the citizens of the United States employed in a particular industry. And I think if you do that you don't need to worry about some uprising of accountants or lawyers who then holds you accountable for taking away the extra piece of pie that's been handed to them by virtue of federal policy. So it's we need to do the right thing, and that requires probably sort of offending some people or goring some oxes. But right now, the American citizen is the victim, and that's not right.
Yeah. Well, we'll be looking for the markup. Hopefully, we actually do see it by tomorrow. It'd be nice to get our teeth into something. Congressman, let me ask you about Virginia politics, because Ed Gillespie's campaign against Ralph Northam has heated up to the point of combustion. It's wild. You've got this advertisement put out by this Latino Victory Fund yanked last night, and the reason for it is it depicts a vehicle barreling into a group of minority children with an Ed Gillespie sticker on the back of it and a Confederate flag. What was your reaction to that ad campaign and where that's
going? I'm skeptical that's even the reason for it, Vince. It was so repugnant as to be what I would consider a leading-edge indicator of a great debacle in our nation. And the reality is that we have more in common with one another than we have separating us. And that sort of divisive campaign instrumentality quite literally is responsible for things like the shooting at the ball practice in Alexandria. You know, when the sitting vice president says they want to put you back in chains, when Alan Grayson says the Republican health care plan is to die quickly, when Tom Perez says Republicans don't give, and I can't say the word, about people, and Kristen Gillibrand and Kamala Harris, and Tim Kaine says fight them in the streets, and then a member of his family is arrested for doing exactly what he says, so the hyperbole defense is sort of shot at that point, then we need to recognize that, you know, let's win this debate in the arena of ideas and not with invective and not with hyperbolic overstatement. And that ad was disgusting. And I think that tragically, the terror attack in New York provided a pretext to pull this overreach. But the reality is that that's a desperation move. And I think it really underestimates the intellect of Latino voters in particular, but Democrat voters in general. I mean, you know, if you can find me the example of that sort of behavior outside of sort of the paradigm constructed by a group that would fear-monger people to the polls rather than winning on the merits of their ideas, then we can talk. But it was beyond anything I'd ever seen, and it's a leading indicator that this country is in real trouble.
What you just described, I mean, a lot of people have seen it, most people have the reaction, it's a brazen attack ad, of course, but it was put out by a third party. Your position is that this is a mainstream tactical view of the Democratic Party.
Oh, look, it's put out by a third party. If you've seen the mailer that was sent by, not a third party, by, I believe, the Democrat Party of Virginia that depicts Gillespie and Trump, and then the hateful, bigoted white nationalist march in the city of Charlottesville, as if somehow Ed Gillespie had something to do with that other than condemning it, right? I mean, this is a sort of an alternate reality that they foist upon, I suppose, people who they think don't know the background and underpinnings of current events.
Knowing all this,
manipulative tactic is not monopolized by third parties.
Knowing all of this, what do you now think of Ralph Northam?
Oh, I didn't look. I mean, you're guilty of associating with whom you allow yourself to associate. His failure to condemn the ad speaks more volumes about his desire to win as it relates to winning over doing what's right than anything that I could articulate. I've known Ralph for a number of years. He seems to be a nice fella. He is laid down with dogs. He's going to wake up with fleas as far as I'm concerned.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you taking the time. That's Representative Tom Garrett, and I hope you come and visit us again soon. Thank you so much.
Always subtle and understated. Y'all have a great day.